Welcome to Inspiring Stories from American History with Rebecca Price Janney. Today's story is about America's founding generation. Today's celebrity-driven media exerts more influence on American life than any other institution. We care deeply about what the rich and famous say and do, believe and buy. During the period of the Revolutionary War, the citizens were also interested in the lives of the standard bearers, but there were differences between then and now. Over 200 years ago, people looked up to those who stood out because of their strong Christian faith and morals. Instead of television, print media, and the internet, the Protestant Church was the force to be reckoned with, the primary trendsetter of standards and ethics. If someone disagreed with its principles and positions, he still had to come to terms with them because they shaped the way everyone lived. This filtered down all the way to the manner in which children were taught the alphabet in the leading textbook of the time, the New England Primer. Using Christianity and the Bible as its source of authority, the reader employed the following technique to teach both the gospel message of salvation in Christ and the alphabet. A. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. B. Heaven to find, the Bible mind. Most early Christians owned two books, if they had any at all, the Bible and The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. There were newspapers, but most of them were only 4 pages long and contained rather dated information. Few colonial papers had any significant circulation. What most of the citizens read in terms of printed material were sermons. According to Dr. Peter Lilback, in colonial culture, with limited communication, besides word of mouth, the printed sermon was as influential as Time magazine is today. Sermons were one of the few printed publications. Clearly, most Americans at that time were profoundly committed to Christian principles, and the people they admired were as well, especially the founding fathers who initiated the revolution against Great Britain. Included among the founding fathers were the men who created the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution. Men such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and John Hancock. There were also founding mothers, the women who most influenced revolutionary American life and who often were connected to the male founders, including Benjamin Franklin's wife, Deborah Reed, John Adams' spouse, Abigail Adams, her friend, Mercy Otis Warren, and Eliza Pinckney. Virtually all of them were Protestants with a strong faith. Even those who did not subscribe wholly to the Apostles' Creed, a main standard of orthodoxy, still had strong Christian convictions. These were men and women on a mission, those of whom Dr. Martin Marty said, "They set out consciously to create an empire, and despite their great diversities, knew considerable success. They set out to attract the allegiance of all the people, to develop a spiritual kingdom, and to shape the nation's ethos, mores, manners, and often its laws." They believed God had called them to create a new nation based on the liberty that is found in Christian principles, and that if they failed, they would be accountable to Him. We look upon these figures today in hindsight, from the perspective of victory won more than sacrifices made, but sacrifice they did. They were able to cope as well as they did because of their conviction that they were engaged in a cosmic struggle between good and evil, heaven and hell, And because if they lost everything, they would still gain an eternal home with God. When news of the Declaration of Independence spread through the colonies, Massachusetts delegate John Adams wrote to his wife about the joy he felt in being present at the birth of a new nation, conceived in liberty, devoted to the conviction that before God all are equal. He knew, however, that the cost of breaking with England would be high. He said, "It is the will of heaven that the two countries should be sundered forever. It may be the will of heaven that America shall suffer calamities still more wasting and distresses yet more dreadful. Time would prove how much of that suffering would come upon his own family." For most of the population, the Revolution brought its share of trials: economic privation, British occupation, outbreaks of deadly diseases, a lack of creature comforts as basic as tea, and the heartbreak of sending loved ones off to battle. Americans called upon their deepest reserves of tenacity and faith, including the encouragement of St. Paul's words to the Roman Church, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." In a July 3, 2000 article for the Jewish World Review, Jeff Jacoby wrote about the myriad sacrifices made by those who pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor when they signed the Declaration of Independence. He said, "We tend to forget that to sign the Declaration of Independence was to commit an act of treason, and the punishment for treason was death. To publicly accuse George III of repeated injuries and usurpations, to announce that Americans were therefore absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, was a move fraught with danger, so much so that the names of the signers were kept secret for 6 months. They were risking everything, and they knew it. Most of the signers survived the war. Several went on to illustrious careers. Two of them became presidents of the United States, and among the others were future vice presidents, senators, and governors. But not all were so fortunate. 9 of the 56 died during the Revolution and never tasted American independence. 5 were captured by the British. 18 had their homes, great estates, some of them, looted or burnt by the enemy. Some lost everything they owned. 2 were wounded in battle. 2 others were the fathers of sons killed or captured during the war. They were badly outnumbered by the world's greatest army and ill-equipped, but they knew their Bibles and that in God's word it plainly said, His battles belong to Him. Like David, who faced the seemingly invincible Goliath, they remembered his outcome and took courage that they too were doing the Lord's work. Thank you for joining me for Inspiring Stories from American History. I'm Rebecca Price Janney.